shoulder, which felt even more rock-like than it had 2 days before when they'd taken lunch together in this very cove. My health is perfect, as you very well know, and I am but a lowly sea goddess, not one of the divine 12, so there's no need to flatter me as such, as you also know very well. Achilles bent and kissed her quickly on her cheek. You are my goddess, mother, and more divine to me than any of the 12. Instead of replying with her usual good-natured banter, Thetis met her son's sparkling eyes and said sharply, Do not jest about the gods. Were I to usurp one of the 12 Olympians, even just in your mind, it would be a grave insult, and my hubris could be punished severely. Achilles frowned. What has happened, mother? Thetis sighed and unwound herself from her son's arm. Silently, she walked to a chair-sized rock and sat. Then she looked up at her son, where he was standing, with the sea at his back and the sun caressing his youthful body with its golden rays. He seemed for an instant like a gilded statue of himself, like something a great people, perhaps in the distant future, would erect of him to memorialize the remembered exploits of a warrior whose life had blazed like a comet and then burned out much too soon. A shiver passed through Thetis's body. Mother? Achilles repeated. He began to walk toward her, but her upraised hand stayed him. This will be easier if you remain there. Then she wouldn't be tempted to clutch him to her, as if he were still a babe, and beg him to be wise, to consider. Thetis drew another deep breath. When she finally spoke, her voice was emotionless, as if she were an oracle herself. Zeus's oracle presented 2 choices for you, Achilles. She closed her eyes and recited, One path to the future will lead to a long, prosperous life. The Myrmidons will flourish under your rule. You will have a fruitful wife who will bear you many sons and daughters. You will know peace and tranquility and love. Your long life will be full and rich, and you will die quietly in your bed when your beard is white, surrounded by those who love you. You will be deeply mourned, but eventually your name will be forgotten as just a speck in the countless sands of history. Thetis drew another deep breath and continued, still not opening her eyes. Another path to the future will lead to a claim that will outshine all other kings and warriors. You will lead the Myrmidons in battle with a red ferocity that will burn everything before you. Your fire will rage hot and high so that your name will be remembered for thousands of years in lands past the edge of the world. But like a fire that burns too hot too quickly, you will be consumed and never see the close of 30 summers. Rage will destroy your life. You will only glimpse peace and love and tranquility. You will never know them. Thetis paused long enough to ready herself for what she knew she would see, and then she opened her eyes. Achilles was already blazing. She'd known it when the oracle had spoken her son's choices, but she couldn't help the small hope she'd nurtured. Now, like a snuffed candle, hope was extinguished. You must choose, my son. But take your time. Reason carefully. Remember, once your choice is made, Zeus has decreed your fate, and your path will be set. Achilles' grin was young and untamed. I already know my choice, mother. He lifted his arms to the sky, threw back his head, and shouted his decision to Olympus as a fierce prayer to the gods. Divine Zeus, I honor you for the choices you have given me. I choose the life of a warrior and eternal fame. At that instant, the heavens above him were split by a deafening crack of thunder, and a massive lightning bolt, jagged and glowing, shot from the sky into Achilles' body, driving the boy to his knees and filling him with a red, raw power that literally changed his visage, hardening the smooth cheeks. It seemed he actually grew, becoming taller and broader, becoming more of what he had once been. His eyes glowed with the rust color of old blood, and his lips pulled back from his teeth.